Seeing those crates stacked in the bed of the truck makes me think of Wayne. I look at Cal. He's all grins. My stomach knots up because I'm thinking about that letter and wondering what Cal is going to do when Wayne writes back. He's bound to mention it. While we load the crates, Cal asks, "What did you find out about the baptism?" I want to tell him the baptism has ruined my life. I'd have Mom's pearls in my hands right this minute if Reverend Newton hadn't visited me. Instead, I tell him what the Reverend said Zachary would need to do. "Think he'll do it?" I ask. "Sure," Cal says, always the optimist.
Toby calls Cal an optimist. That's a person who always expects things to come out for the best, even if that doesn't seem likely. Let's pick it up in the middle of page 157 with the paragraph that starts, "Enough is going on in my life."
Enough is going on in my life to give me ulcers, but right now I put everything aside because this moment only comes once a year. I race the truck back home and win. After all, Kate is driving. In their front yard, Mrs. McKnight is trimming her roses.
"Ladybugs arrive?"
"Yes, ma'am," we holler together.
"Cal," she says, "you and Kate get washed up. Dinner is almost ready. And Kate, sweetheart, set the table."
"See you in an hour," Cal says as he runs into the house, Kate following him.